glad you mentioned that. We've been seeing each other, albeit on a psychiatric level, for almost 2 years now.
Yeah.
And I have something to confess. And this may come as no surprise to you, but I've developed certain feelings for you.
Oh, no.
Doctor, patient, romances aren't the easiest, sweetheart. If I might be so bold as to call you sweetheart.
Oh, no. See, this is why I wanted you to call me George.
Will you look at the friggin' mess I've gotten myself into? Just look. And the worst part is, there's no way out. I guess I should tell you how this whole thing started. It was with Mr. Shaughnessy, my babysitter, when I was just a kid. That would be me, the dork on the couch. I don't know what it was about that night.
George, it's your favorite. Fish stick.
Perhaps it was the way Mr. Shaughnessy wore that polyester blouse.
Mr. Shaughnessy, I feel...
Little did I know, my whole world was about to open wide up. And that's when it happened. Unbeknownst to me, it was my very first astral projection into another human. I found out that people that can do that are called phantoms. Poor Mrs. Shaughnessy would wake up knowing nothing of what had happened.
Neato!
No idea a perverted little dweeb was taking her body for a joyride. A week later, she was babysitting again. Life was perfect, at least until my parents came home early and caught Mrs. Shaughnessy with the shower massage. For some reason, I had few friends in high school.
Nice doggy. Nice doggy.
So I spent those years practicing my skills. I spent a lot of time projecting into dogs. For kicks, I'd do a dance for a small crowd on my hind legs. And when the moment was right, I'd pinch a loaf while dancing. Oh man, they used to hate that. During college, I got stoned and tried projecting myself into a gallon of ice cream. I found out you can't project into inanimate objects, but I did learn I was a lonely, pathetic loser. And then it happened. Her name was Wilhelmina, or Willa for short. She was like no other woman I had ever seen. I couldn't get my mind off of her. The only problem was her boyfriend, Dirk. He had to go.
Willa, I've decided I want to bone other guys instead of women. Now, I may try to deny it in the future, but it will always be true. By the way, that sleeping guy over there is the perfect match for you. So hot.
She was different than all the other girls. I couldn't project into Willa. No, she was too special. I wanted to be with her, for her to feel about me the way I felt about her.
Oh, God. Look, it's that creepy narcoleptic guy that's been stalking me.
Ew, gross. He's so nasty, I can smell him from here.
Ick. Let's go.
Oh, I don't know. I think he's kind of cute.
It really hurt knowing how Willa felt, and I thought, well, she doesn't know the real me. I'd just have to project into her so somehow she'd eventually fall for me. So that's what I did one night. I snuck into her dorm room while she slept. And projected into her. What I neglected to notice, however, was that Dirk was there too.
I'll kill you.
And there you have it. It's been 2 years now since Dirk killed me. And I'm not sure I mentioned this yet, but once your original body dies, your phantom's stuck in the body you projected into. And that, my friends, is the story of how I got here. And now there's Ralph over there, who just recently started calling himself Rafe. Poor bastard. I've been telling him I'm a man stuck in a woman's body. He doesn't seem to care.
Well, I mean, what do you say, sweetheart? George?
Maybe we could go get a corn dog.
Great. Wonderful. Yeah, that's great news.
I feel sorry for the guy. That's all. It's just a corn dog. There's nothing gay going on here, okay? Mm-hmm.